with the company for just over 3 months, and I'm calling everybody, and I'm talking to engineers who have destroyed tape. And I said, so what'd you do at the end of the process? And one guy said, I took a hammer and smashed the tapes and threw them in the trash. And I thought he was joking, but it was a true story. It's like, okay, that's not really protecting the company's data.
The bar for cyber resilience has been raised. Bouncing back isn't enough. Businesses must recover with certainty. Commvault Cloud Rewind finally gives IT and security leaders true peace of mind while freeing them to focus on AI's full potential. Welcome back to another episode of Data Protection Gumbo. I am Demetrius, your host, and we have a super awesome episode lined up today. I have the pleasure of speaking with Gavin Griffiths, who is the managing director over at Insurgo, the tape media expert, and also Pat Mayock, VP of sales as well. So I would like to welcome both of you to the Gumbo.
Thank you, Demetrius.
Good to be here.
Super excited to have you both here. And we're going to dive into something that is very exciting to talk about in the data protection industry, right? It's tape, right? We're talking about tape, and we're talking about the nature of trying to destroy data, because sometimes you will need to securely and also from a compliance and regulation perspective get rid of data. But sometimes you might think that that data is gone, but it may not be. So we're inviting Gavin and Pat here to talk about some of the hidden risks of recovering tape data and also shredding data securely. So go ahead and introduce yourself, Gavin, and then Pat, in your own words.
Thank you, Demetrius. Yes, I'm Gavin. I'm, as you said, managing director of Insurgo. Been in the tape industry now for just over 22 years. Never thought coming out of school I'd ever be in tape. That wasn't something I was looking for, but once I found it, it doesn't seem to want to move. So yeah, it's an interesting industry, in fairness.
All right.
And I've been around in tape for, I hate to say it, I think 40 years. And now I'm on the other side of the moon, not creating new tape and new technology, but taking care of the secure destruction of all the tape that's out there, all the legacy tape. That's now my focus with Insurgo.
All right. Awesome. And so what about, I'm really curious to, first and foremost, maybe tap your brain. Can you maybe give us a short chronology of where tape was, let's say 10, 15 years ago, to where tape is today, and how some of the changes from back then to now equal each other, or they may not even equal today.
You know, it's one of our arguments, actually, that tape has advanced so much over the years. And 15 years is a long time. We've seen many generations of LTO double in capacity every release. And the situation that we have in our marketplace, we see issues, is that nothing's really changed from a destruction aspect. It's remained the same throughout that period of time, which I guess up until a certain level was quite half decent, I will say. But the problem is we're making so much advancements in technology in general that it's with the increase of capacity and the increase of skill, this risk starting to develop, which is something that we're trying to tap into and look at people trying to close that gap.
So when you talk about, let's say, companies, they may have some data out there on some tapes, maybe an old set of tapes that they'd like to destroy. And so they put their trust in a company, right, that takes on the responsibility of maybe degaussing or shredding that data. And I know we were having some conversations. Are you saying that the misconception of giving your tape, let's say, to one of these companies and assuming that they're going to destroy that data and render that data not recoverable or not readable, is that not happening today?
I wouldn't like to speak out of volume for anybody in particular. I don't know exactly what everybody does. What I find in the technology, I think the major change that we see in like the latest and greatest tape that's on the marketplace today, we talk about the small strands of tape being worth gigabytes of information. I think we calculated something like 12 gigabyte on a 10 centimeter strip. So that's really important because we talk about shredding at 6 mil. And in my mindset originally, I always thought 6 mil was tiny little 6 mil particles coming out. But tape is so thin. We're talking microns thin. And that is what's getting through the blades and leaving strips of as much as 200, 300 mil long. And that presents a risk on the more modern tape media today. So we've got a tape that's 150 terabyte and a 300 mil strip could be worth 35, 36 gigabyte. So when you talk about that being the issue, I think companies need to start to look to change, ultimately, is my message.
Okay. And the way I understand it as well is that tapes have memory chips. Is that correct? So they have these memory chips inside, like LTO tapes. And there's also like metadata or sensitive information that's stored in these chips. How big of a security threat do improperly destroying tapes pose to organizations if they don't take that into consideration?
That's a good question. And we are talking about a little memory chip that has a 1 centimeter squared, a couple of micron thick area that we need to impact. We're looking at this as being a major issue because being the chip that it is, it's able to read and write information as well. So it's what I like to say to companies, consider it like a USB removable device because that's what you've got to deal with, albeit a couple of kilobytes of storage information. It's still information that's being or not being treated prior to leaving the premise or part of the destruction track because it's unlikely that shredding is going to be able to hit this. It can be passively read, even rewritten. So it could be an exfiltration opportunity for someone to pull some information out. But with the tape media being the metadata, we've actually found things like the backup software. We've seen aspects of server names or IP addresses stored within that chip. So wow. This can all leave like a little breadcrumb trail back to the company of some sort. But we wouldn't allow a USB stick out of the door without being sanitized or being dealt with. So we're kind of trying to help companies look at this aspect and see how we can deal with this at the point of when they're ready to get rid of the data.
Cool. And I know Insurgo has some technology to address some of these limitations of traditional destruction methods to ensure that data is truly irretrievable. You mind talking about that technology?
Nope, not at all. It was actually behind me. The particular ones that we're focusing on at the moment is total data destruction and making sure that we're dealing with both the physical film, the data on the film, as well as that memory chip. And we do that in a single pass with the drives behind us. So it's basically taking the tape out over a very strong magnetic head, bringing it back again for double assurance. But what we have that's different to everything else is having a certifiable way of erasing the data. So every single tape has a serial number. Every serial number is linked to the drive serial number. We know who touched what tape at what time in that disposal track. So we're able to give a very high level report to companies that need that certification, especially in, I think, the highly regulated industries. There's a lot more changes happening that require them to have that absolute proof of data destruction. Problem with shredding is once that tape goes through, we lose track of the barcode, we lose track of everything, and there's no real certifiable evidence at the end of it that tape has been sanitized.
So you just can't take a box of tapes and dump them in the river with cement shoes or take a sledgehammer and just start whacking the tape.
I have to say, I've been with the company for just over 3 months, and I'm calling everybody, and I'm talking to engineers who have destroyed tape. And I said, so what'd you do at the end of the process? And one guy said, I took a hammer and smashed the tapes and threw them in the trash. And I thought he was joking, but it was a true story. It's like, okay, that's not really protecting the company's data.
Yeah. Wow. That's crazy, because if you think about it, like, what if you burn it? Like, would that still probably leave it if it was in a fire? Right. that might still leave a memory chip around, right?
Yeah, this is, well, we talked about, or we looked into these incineration plants and how they work. Data security is not their thing. Burning stuff is. And it's really interesting when you really delve into this and start to see it. You can't burn so much plastics. There's certain burn rates that you can do. And plastic is one of the worst. They have to keep the energy around about like 8 to 10 megajoules. Plastic burns at about 35 to 40. So it can never be the only thing that ever goes in. So it has to be mixed with other stuff. You have issues in incinerators like cold spots or errors handling certain waste. Wet waste goes in, causes a cold spot. And then you've got this flimsy little film that's coming in over the top of it. And if that happens, then that probably just goes straight up into your filters, waiting to go to landfill. So we are talking about a really high level outside risk. But that's really only for the companies that just go straight for shredding and straight for incineration. So really doing something to that data first is probably the most critical when you're talking about data security. You want to be absolutely sure, then you've really got to treat that data first before you do the shredding and the incineration parts.
Okay. So Pat, you mentioned you have 40 years experience in the industry,
yeah,
right?
Thanks for bringing that up again.
And looks like you have a lot of hair too on your head. And Gavin, how many years experience did you say you had?
22, 23 now. Yes.
Okay. Okay. So 60 plus years in the game. I'm sure between both of you, there's an interesting story or two, something that maybe the Gumbo listeners wouldn't believe happened, or I don't know if you could share a story, if you have anything that's shareable.
I probably do, but I have to keep the company names out of it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
We did have we had an opportunity. We have a partner program. We work with a lot of resellers, and several of them reached out to us within the space of like 2 days. That they had these 5,000 or 6,000 tapes that somebody wanted to sell. And I was, sell? Is it been used? Yeah. They've been used. I'm like, okay. They sent us some photographs, and they'd all been sort of packed in this shredded cardboard packaging, which is the worst for tape because of the dust particles. It's just not something that you want to reuse after going through this process. Because we'd had a number of opportunities all over the world, I think it was a case of we needed to reach out. And I had one of my sales guys reach out to them without any issues or problems at all and got some samples of the tapes. So they didn't have any commitment to destroy the data. They didn't do anything, nothing. We just had a section of tapes in from this pile. And we looked at it because they'd only tracked the barcode label number. They'd only tracked the manufacturer. So we actually duplicated these tapes that we'd received. And we had them side by side to show that it's just so easily within like 35, 40 pence, we were able to duplicate their traceability aspects. So that was number one. Number two, we put one of the tapes onto our chip reader, extracted the download. We could see the backup software they used. We knew the server. We knew the locale of the actual tape, of where it was inside the actual operating process. The really interesting part was it gave away the company name, that we knew what this was. And then it actually gave away the contents of the tape, because in the UK, we have data stored on fingerprints for our kids in school. So their lunch money and everything now goes by their fingerprints, so they pay for their dinner. So this software actually relates to that information. So we had a tape full of information on fingerprints, bank records, financials for a school, local authority, that had no commitment at all from us to destroy. Somebody was trying to sell this to us. So that's probably the worst one I've had so far in recent years.
That is very scary.
Yeah.
Man.
When we went back to the client, well, to the person providing it to us, we said, thank you, it was not for us. We'd like to return these tapes to you. He said, we're not interested in it now. We've spent so much money on it so far sending it to you, so you just do away with it.
And then you say, what tapes? I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And are you also seeing artificial intelligence around maybe not around tape destruction, but What are you seeing as far as artificial intelligence is concerning?
I would, obviously the data growth is a good thing for us because that means more tapes into the marketplace. So that's great. Carry on asking the questions of AI. But I did do something myself, actually. I gave it a forensic image of something we have when we look at tape under a microscope. So we have a solution that removes the recording surface of the film, and we're able to delve into the film and see the data tracks and see the structure of the tape. So I put one of those images into AI and I said, what's this? And it got it straight away. It knew exactly what it was. It got the tape technology, which I thought was quite impressive.
Wow.
But I asked it to look at the forensic image and say, can you decipher the ones and the zeros from this, and can you pull this back? The answer, sadly, was no, not at this moment in time. But it's not to say that it can't. So give it a couple more years. I think we'll be at a point where this is going to be very difficult for anyone looking at a strand of tape. I think that the data in this particular capacity with AI could probably be recovered. Can I just say, I think one of the big stories that I used to have, or the association I show, actually came to light yesterday. We have the company Diamond Light Company in Oxford, in the UK, and they've been working on the Dead Sea Scrolls and trying to unravel the Dead Sea Scrolls. Yesterday was a bit of a groundbreaking day because they've managed to start to unravel a lot of the text within this scroll. And this project's about 6 or 7 years in now, I think. But it just goes to show that using an infrared tracking technology to delve into the copper that was written in the ink some 2,000 years ago, and they're able to unravel this. So we talk about our skill in general, just our technology skills in general. They're absolutely immense. For the last 10, 15 years, the advancements we've made in technology is phenomenal. Tape technology has grown in line with that in capacity and in storage and speed and all that stuff. And my vision is that these two things are going to meet shortly. Someone somewhere is going to get caught out, and they're going to be made an example of for the rest of the world to start tightening up.
And also, is this an industry where you see a lot of people? Is this industry growing just from a career perspective? I'm trying to think about what type of professional career would someone, let's say a college student that's about to graduate.
Yeah.
And I know I've seen mainframe technicians or administrators on the rise again, right? Have you guys seen that?
Sadly, no. Actually, I think it's a little bit opposite for us, but it's kind of trying to put it into perspective that storage is still, but it's the key part of information technology. So when you look at all of the stuff, all the multi-millions and billions spent on an infrastructure, it all relies upon the storage at the back end of it. No matter how you created it, we want to store it and we want to keep it.
Yeah.
And the storage guys actually have more fun than any other department in IT. Everybody wants the latest and greatest and the AIs and all the other stuff, but the storage is still a good bit of fun. But I think you're right there, Demetrius. I think it's a bit of an aging profession, I should say, and I think it's important that we start to look to try and start to introduce the youth back into this aspect of IT.
So would you say that not – oh, go ahead.
If I could just combine two of the questions as far as impact on AI and career opportunities for new business people. From what I've seen, we've all read, with the advent of AI, companies are now going back into their vaults and pulling out those tapes. The value of that data on those tapes is now, it's much more accessible, it's much more workable. AI can go through it and find things or take advantage of it, where before we really couldn't do that. So now this volume of tape that's out there is coming back into being used. And so from a business perspective, once that data is migrated off the old tape, the company says, why are we keeping this old technology sitting on our shelves? We have it now accessible in the cloud or in new tape technology, and they're using it, but they're stuck with this, like the back of your garage, where you've got things just stuffed, okay? And it's not cheap. So from my perspective, business-wise, there's a lot of companies selling brand new tape by my friends. But the business of taking care of securely destroying the data on the old tape, you're saving that company money and lowering their liability. And there's fewer people doing that than selling the new technology. So that's why I'm smiling and that's why I'm here. I think the market's about to explode for secure destruction of data on legacy tape.
All right. You've heard it from Pat. He just laid it down that it's going to explode. And also, before we wrap up, how can Gumbo listeners get access to your technology or any information you'd like to share?
Yeah, I think reaching out to us, having that conversation, understanding if there's any weak points in the processes that they have, we can help them towards that. As I say, it's not for everybody. I think everybody, for a data protection point of view, it's really important to look at this aspect. It's just something that may have just forgotten. It's worked so well for the last 20 years. We've never had a breach. But I think with all the technology advancements and with the advancements of the tape as well, it's two ends ready to meet. So,
all right. Awesome, guys. I really appreciate you both being here, and I'll definitely have to get you back so we can spend a little more time and maybe start talking about some of the tape technology that's out there. I know LTO is still going strong, and it's still increasing. And I think we're at, 9 now, something like that? LTO 9?
Going on to 10 later this year.
All right. Well, super excited to hear more from you as well. And also, Gumbo listeners out there, please go check us out on YouTube as well. So we do have a YouTube channel, Data Protection Gumbo, on YouTube. So check us out. We're definitely looking for more followers and subscribers from that perspective as well. So thank you both, Pat and Gavin, for being guests here on Data Protection Gumbo.